The question is, learning Chumash is very, very difficult. How do you get a grasp on Chumash? Okay? All right. The answer is that Chumash is a very abstract book. I mean, it's written for a five-year-old that you could tell him over the stories or you could read the stories. And it's also written for the Vilna Gaon, who could learn Chumash and learn the most abstract ideas there. So the question is, how do you develop to be able to learn Chumash? The answer is that you have to learn different subjects. Like, for instance, one subject is Musa. Musa means, my definition of Musa, there's a lot of different definitions. My definition of Musa is making decisions in everyday life. Okay? So then you see, once you learn that, let's say you learn Mishlei and you learn commentaries about how to make decisions. And as you start learning them, then when you start learning Chumash, so then you start seeing the ideas of Musa. Now, if you want to learn about God and you have the ability, so then you could learn about Sadyagon's book on or the Rambam's book on philosophy of God, or Chovas Avavos, Duties of the Heart, his book. If you could understand it, these are very abstract books. But then when you learn it, then when you start studying Chumash, you see Chumash from a different angle. So it depends on your ability. A person has to know their ability. There's certain people that have the ability that they could learn five different subjects and get them all and know them well, and then learn Chumash, and they see all these subjects in Chumash, and then they develop their own view of how to look at Chumash. But their basis is different subjects that they needed to understand Chumash. In other words, so the thing is that you should take one subject. Usually the beginning subject should be Musar. In other words, how to make decisions in everyday life and put your energy into that until you start thinking like King Solomon in his book of Mishlei. I mean, he wrote other books that you would have to learn to think differently. And as you learn these different philosophies that are around from different books, and as you see them, then you can come to Torah and start understanding what Torah has to say. But to abstract directly from Torah, or you could use the Mefarshim, the commentaries, and they will help you understand the ideas. So when you first start out, you start out with the commentaries, and they understand, you start picking up from them, but you have to have a certain amount. Sometimes they'll touch on philosophy that you don't know what they mean. You have to do the research to get the philosophy. So the thing is, Chumash is the five books is a very, very abstract study, and you need certain background. You can get it in a superficial way, but you need background and basics, or use commentaries to help you understand it. And understand it as best as you can from the commentaries. Basically, what I'm saying is there are two approaches. One approach is to do the research and see the ideas and then come to Chumash using those ideas, or use the commentaries, which will help you open up ideas, and they will tell you, and from there you'll see the subjects that you're discussing from the different commentaries. To do it. Absolutely. Even with the commentaries, sometimes you learn the commentaries and you realize that you don't have the foundation to understand the commentaries. Okay? Be very, very careful when you read commentaries. Sometimes you want to think you know it, and you assume you know it, and you have it in a very incorrect way because you don't have the basics. A person has to know when they understand and when they don't understand. And they have to recognize that they're when they don't understand. So for that way, you have to, when you read the commentaries, you have to know maybe you don't understand it. You understand? So when you recognize you don't understand, so then you know you need the basic foundation to understand them. And what subjects you have to study to understand the Torah.